Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss antithesis. Now what is the definition of antithesis? Antithesis is a figure of speech in which irreconcilable opposites or strongly contrasting ideas are placed in sharp juxtaposition and sustained tension. Matlab, they are placed side by side. And an example can be, art is long and time is fleeting. Okay, within quotes, art is long and time is fleeting. Now, another example can be from Alexander Pope's work called the Epistle to Dr. Arbuthnot. Now, there is a famous line where, I quote, "willing to wound and yet afraid to strike," unquote. Okay, so willing to wound and yet afraid to strike. So these two clauses are there, okay, willing to wound and yet afraid to strike. Then there can be another example from Samuel Johnson's fictional work called Rasselas. Quote, "marriage has many pains, but celibacy has no pleasures," unquote. Okay, so marriage has many pains, but celibacy has no pleasures. Now, one more thing you should realize, that the two clauses that are there or two phrases that are there in this sentence are roughly equal in length and balanced in grammatical structure. This is also a characteristic of any statement which can be classified under antithesis. Okay? Both of those parts or both of those phrases within that one sentence will roughly be equal, but yes, opposite. Let's consider one more example from Alexander Pope's The Rape of the Lock. There are two sentences, or let's say two lines. Now, in these two lines, Alexander Pope describes the plans or the designs of the Baron against Belinda, or what the Baron intends to do against Belinda. Quote, "resolved to win, he meditates the way, by force to ravish or by fraud betray." Right? Resolved to win, he meditates the way, by force to ravish or by fraud betray.